Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia arrives in Kohima on two-day visit to Nagaland. Nagaland launches 100-day intensified campaign on TB elimination. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh salutes sacrifices of Indian Armed Forces on Armed Forces Flag Day. Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya says Northeast has potential to be key partner in development of Global South. Now the news in detail. Union Minister of Employment and Labour, Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia said, over the last decade, under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has undergone a remarkable transformation in the field of sports. He said, from being mere participants, we have evolved into serious contenders on the global stage, be it at the Olympics, Paralympics or international tournaments. The union minister said the transformation is the result of strategic planning, grassroots engagement, and a steadfast commitment to excellence. Dr. Mandavia said this today while addressing the officials of Department of Labour and Employment, Youth Resources and Sports, State Sports Association, and athletes at the Indira Gandhi Stadium in Kohima. The union minister arrived in Kohima on a two-day visit to the state. He highlighted several key initiatives being launched to foster a culture of sports, encourage fitness and support athletes at every level. To this, the union minister said these efforts reflect a commitment not only to improving India's international performance but also to ensuring that the benefits of physical activity reach every citizen.
The Modi government has prioritized the development of sports infrastructure through various schemes, including the National Sports Development Fund and the National Sports Infrastructure Scheme. Under the leadership of Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji, the government has recognized the potential of e-sports to not only entertain but also create new opportunity for youth, innovation and economic growth.
The union minister also added that in increasing support for startups and ventures in the gaming sector, the government is driving investment and innovation, paving the way for India to emerge as a global hub for esports excellence. Nagaland Minister for Health and Family Welfare, P. Paiwang Konyak, today launched a 100-day intensified campaign on TB elimination, Nikshay Shivir, in Kohima. Addressing the event, Konyak said tuberculosis has been a long-standing public health challenge affecting countless lives, particularly the most vulnerable ones in the society. The minister informed that the 100 Days Intensified campaign is covering 347 selected high-priority districts across 33 states and UTs, which will involve a comprehensive strategy to mobilize resources, raise awareness through visual and print media, and intensify actions against TB.
Over 100 days, these initiatives will serve as a frontline battleground against TB by focusing on various field-like active case finding, by searching the unreached, identifying and diagnosing TB cases early, particularly in high-risk and undeserved populations, with strengthened treatment support, innovative tools, linkage to nutritional care and community participation.
On the occasion, Nikshay Mitra and TB champions were felicitated. Food baskets were also distributed to the TB patients. Minister Paiwang administered TB-free pledge to the participants and flagged off Nikshay Vahan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today saluted the courage, valour, fortitude and sacrifices of Indian Armed Forces on the occasion of the Armed Forces Flag Day. In his message, Mr. Singh said the Armed Forces Flag Day is a day to remember the courage and contributions of Indian Armed Forces. Since 1949, 7th December is observed as the Armed Forces Flag Day to honour the martyrs and the men in uniform of the nation.
सशस्त्र सेना झंडा दिवस हमें यह संदेश और साथ ही यह अवसर भी देता है कि हम सेवानिवृत्त सैनिकों उनके परिवारों और वीर नारियों के प्रति अपनी जिम्मेदारियों को निभाएं आप सभी अवगत होंगे कि हमारे जो सेवानिवृत्त सैनिक हैं अथवा उनका जो परिवार है, उनके बच्चे हैं, उनके कल्याण के लिए सरकार अपने स्तर पर हर वह कदम उठा रही है जो कदम उठाने चाहिए। हम उनकी शिक्षा, उनकी चिकित्सा और इसी प्रकार की अन्य आवश्यकताओं की पूर्ति के लिए सदैव प्रयासरत रहते हैं।
Meanwhile, ex-servicemen of Nagaland today commemorated Armed Forces Flag Day at Rajbhavan, Kohima. The event was marked by pinning of the Armed Forces flag, symbolizing solidarity and support for the brave men and women who serve in the Indian Armed Forces. Development of Northeastern Region Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia today said the world's geopolitical order is shifting towards the global south and the Northeast has the potential to be a key partner in its development. Mr. Scindia was addressing a panel discussion with chief ministers of Meghalaya, Sikkim and Tripura during the first technical session of Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav on the topic Catalyzing Northeast Progress for a Viksit Bharat in New Delhi. The union minister said the center is assisting to hone the specialities of each Northeast state and present it to the world, ranging from tourism to agri-horticulture products. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Dimapur Police has introduced an odd-even system for vehicles within Dimapur Municipal Jurisdiction in view of high traffic congestion due to the festive season and the ongoing rehabilitation work of the road over bridge. The system will come into effect from 10 December from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. Commissioner of Police Dimapur, Kevituto Sophi, has informed that the odd-even system will apply to all vehicles, including two-wheelers, for a period of 1 month or till the completion of the bridge rehabilitation work, whichever is earlier. Vehicles with odd-ending registration number will be allowed to ply on odd dates, and those ending with even registration numbers will be allowed to ply on even dates. The restriction will not apply on Sundays, December 25th and January 1st. Government-registered vehicles, emergency service vehicles, school buses and public transport including four- and two-wheeler taxis, except auto rickshaws, are exempted. A delegation from the Business Association of Nagas, led by its president, Monkum Jamir, met Regional Executive Director, Regional Headquarters Guwahati, Airports Authority of India, M. Raja Kishore, to discuss the urgent need for infrastructure development at Dimapur Airport. During the meeting, Mr. Jamir emphasized that economic growth in Nagaland is intrinsically linked to infrastructure development. Mr. Kishore assured that extensive infrastructure development would be completed by March of 2025, transforming the face of Dimapur Airport. He further revealed that a large-scale expansion plan is being formulated to elevate the airport to a standard on par with major airports in India, contingent on the availability of additional land for development. The regional executive director also emphasized that Dimapur Airport serves as a vital hub for passengers from neighboring states such as Manipur and Assam, making it a critical feeder for regional connectivity. Nagaland State Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, in collaboration with various partners, organized the Hornbill Run titled Run for Hornbill Against Time in Kohima today as part of the 25th Hornbill Festival. A press release from the Kohima Forest Division stated that the event was organized with the aim to combine the spirit of celebration of the Hornbill Festival while also championing the role of ecologically and culturally important birds in the forests of the state, especially the hornbills, which are inextricably intertwined with the Naga culture and heritage. Altogether, 266 participants from different organizations, the church, NGOs, departments, and enthusiasts, public participated in the noble cause. The prizes, including certificate, cash, and medals, were given to the winners. 54-year-old Kugavi Sema was awarded for the oldest participant, while 13-year-old Helen bagged the youngest participant award. To end the evening news, here are the headlines once again. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia arrives in Kohima on two-day visit to Nagaland. Nagaland launches 100-day intensified campaign on TB elimination. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh salutes sacrifices of Indian Armed Forces on Armed Forces Flag Day. Union Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia says Northeast has potential to be a key partner in development of Global South. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.